This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Time for us back here in the saddle on the Tuesday, June 26th DJV program. Jennifer, unfortunately, got short-circuited literally and figuratively today. So Victoria Keelan here at the ready with some more trending items. What do we have when you see these things, do your eyes light up, Victoria? Say, wow, look at that story.
When I'm looking at Twitter just to see what's on the trending list, and Harley Davidson has been climbing the list all morning.
All week, so, in fact, last couple of days.
Yeah. And so right now, Harley Davidson, of course, is trending because of the news that they will be moving part of their production to Thailand to avoid the EU tariffs, the retaliation tariffs, essentially, is really what they're called.
Now, they've been made in York, Pennsylvania since the beginning. It's a big company. They have a really quite a large factory there, in fact. There are two big industries.
I thought they were in Kansas.
Hershey.
No. Yeah, their plant operations are in Kansas City, and they're moving that, I guess, what is in Kansas City, and they're probably made throughout the country, but the operations that are in Kansas City, that's what's going to be moved to Thailand. And so the interesting thing is, when you think of you hear so much talk about the tariffs, and what does that actually mean? Well, here's a number that I found, seeing something that I found really interesting and startling. The EU tariffs will add $2,200 to the cost of every motorcycle. Now, if you think about it, if you buy a $6,000 motorcycle and then you add another $2,200 onto it, that's now puts it in a different category of motorcycle. Now you're
at how much a motorcycle? I thought some of those Harleys were like $20,000.
They can be. They start. The only reason I know this is because I was at the Harley store in Pennsylvania. My friend has a bulldog charity, and bulldogs and Harleys go well together. And the Harley store helps do. They do a lot of Harley's a great company. They do a lot of charitable works and stuff like that. So, but the starting bikes are $6,000-ish. And then you're right, they go all the way up to, could be $27,000.
Yeah, but a lot of people buy those $6,000 bikes because it's cheaper than buying a car, so that's
it's
their
an
mode
entry-level
of
Harley.
Transportation. Yeah.
And they also want to own a Harley.
Yeah, true. Right. And so when you add $2,000, that's quite a lot for someone who can only afford $6,000.
Let's turn this around a little bit. One of the initiatives, as the new administration got started, was to bring jobs back to America. And there were some moves that were made to enable companies to come back and thrive. This was a year or so ago. So now one wonders if this doesn't underpin that whole program, the tariffs, if companies like Harley are thinking that way, and as soon as the information gets out about Harley, other companies are going to start thinking the same way. If you're a mid-level company and you've got a high profile and lots of cash in the bank, and you don't want to lose your position in the pecking order, do you go offshore to build your product so that people can say that they're not buying an American bike, they're buying a Chinese bike?
Well, it's still the brand, though, really.
Yeah, but the brand doesn't make a difference where it's made as long as the brand is what's important. And is it going to affect American jobs? See, my question here, the general question, is does this tariff move sort of undercut the chance we had to bring a lot of jobs back here again? Is it just counterproductive?
I think it's a yes and no answer. The interesting thing is, have you heard of a company called Mid-Continent Nail? It's America's largest nail manufacturer.
Really?
And they apparently were the first company that had to do layoffs because of the tariffs. They laid off 60 workers, and they're in Missouri. And then, so 60 workers got laid off on June 15th at the factory. And then they say that if the tariff, if this keeps up, all 500 employees will lose their jobs by Labor Day. And that's
so where are they
going to
make the nails? Where are they going to make nails in some other country and sell them under that brand?
If the company goes under, then I don't know. Where do we get nails from?
See, I think that's the problem with all these trade deals. Sooner or later, they were bound to catch up with us, and they have. Free trade is no such thing as free trade anymore. Everybody wants to make their products seem like they're more valuable or more desirable. Not necessarily the value and desirability go together, but in this circumstance, what you've got is people now looking at things. It's cost-based, especially in America. We're very cost-conscious. And so that's why I said what I said a few minutes ago. Is this counterproductive to the effort to get factories open back up here? And does it end up shooting all of us in the foot?
It feels that way. You know, you can't make nails without importing steel from Mexico and Canada. And so that's where, and Mid-Continent Nail has been importing steel from Mexico.
So what happened to steel made in America? I thought that was one of the big pushes here. Let's get the steel factories opened up again. So you see this, I'm not sure that all this stuff's getting thought through.
Yeah.
That's my point. Okay. Yeah. All right, what else do you have?
In some other news.
Well, I wanted to talk to you and Kara about the Planned Parenthood suit against the Department of Health and Human Services. They have accused at Planned Parenthood, HHS, of making unlawful changes to funding guidelines for the Teen Pregnancy Prevention Program to favor abstinence-only approaches. You knew this was going to happen. You knew that they were going to do it, this administration, with the influence of Pence especially.
Yep.
A lot of these Planned Parenthood affiliates have filed a suit claiming new funding stipulations by the administration violate congressional intent. See, that's the hardest thing, though. You got to prove what intent is. Mm-hmm. You know, the power of intention, something that I've been talking a lot about in that if you folks listen to some of the other things that I do besides DJV, there's an hour podcast called Your Hidden Power. You can find it at yourhiddenpowershow.com. And one of the things we've been talking about lately is this whole business of intention, the power of intention. What are your intentions? So what is the intentional approach here to weaken Planned Parenthood? And with many of the people in this administration, the answer is yes. Mm-hmm. And yet they still don't get that there's more going on there. I happen to be someone, it's hard to pin me down when it comes to values because I'm not predictable. I do not favor abortion, although it is not my business because it isn't my body. But if I were with someone who was pregnant and she was trying to figure out what to do, I'd try to encourage her to take the baby through to term and put it up for adoption. But again, that would be my wish. And under the circumstances, there are a lot of people that can't, won't, don't, whatever. And that's not your business, is not my business. And so the other thing that is folly here is that people only refer to Planned Parenthood clinics as abortion centers, and they are far from that. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, under the circumstance, the attack that goes, I frankly think all of this stuff, it shouldn't be government subsidy. It should be part of the insurance program. Everybody who, you know, the insurance should cover stuff like this. It isn't just the government paying.
Yeah, and in this specific instance, this is about preventing teen pregnancy. This isn't about, this has nothing to do with abortions or anything else. This is preventing teen pregnancy through education, through birth control methods, things like that. And you know, in Planned Parenthood even cites, and there are so many studies, but the main study, it was a 2016 report in the Journal of Pediatrics, and it found that abstinence-only sex ed programs don't work. Well, duh. Talk to any 16-year-old and they'll tell you it doesn't work. It's never worked. When I was growing up through high school, it was, you know, there was always talk about abstinence only. It doesn't work.
Remember
the book,
Margaret Mead's book, The Coming of Age in Samoa? Did you ever read that?
No.
Get the book. It's a fabulous
I think
education.
I've come of age already, but okay.
Yes, you have, but it's also, if you're going to have children, It's really very important. It's an important book, Coming of Age in Samoa. It really, it was very enlightening for people of all ages. I thought it was anyway. Yeah. 16 past the hour. Let me enlighten you a little bit further as to good health. Your health and well-being is a very important part. You know that we have discussions all the time on the air with our doctors, Ken Kronhaus and Jack Stockwell, about your body, your health, what you need to keep your ear to the ground on when it comes to new developments in medicine and things that can keep you healthy. So Victoria and I are pleased to be able to talk about the tea that we drink called Life Change Tea. Life Change Tea is a unique blend of teas that have all natural ingredients in them that have been researched. This is for people who have indigestion. I had pizza last night, and I just we had a little. Yeah, exactly. The gluten. I love pizza, but gluten gets to me. And so I had half a cup of Life Change Tea, whoosh, gonzo, just like that. And it does, that's what it does. It modifies what's going on in your system. So if you have a lot of gas, belching, that kind of stuff, even though it's not pleasant to talk about it, the tea can make you, Life Change Tea, can make you much more acceptable socially, if you know what I mean. Okay? So, let's cleanse your liver, your kidneys, your colon. Keep everything clean, clear, through, and deodorized, too. The entire digestive system will benefit from you drinking a cup of Life Change Tea every day. Make it by the gallon. Drink it by the cup. Here's what you get. This is not something you can get in the store. You get Life Change Tea by going to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Discount code DJV gets you free shipping. So if you want to have your body cleansed and therefore have more energy, go through a cup of this every single day. Get it only online at GetTheTea.com. Use the discount code DJV for free shipping.
We've all got places to go, from work to play. Morning to night, it's go, 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 and then go some more. We go for music, movies, workouts, and checkouts. It's quite the busy little schedule we've got going. And we need something to keep up with it all, to keep up with life on the go. That's where Valero top-tier certified quality fuel comes in. It keeps your engine running cleaner, better, and longer, so you can get right back to going. Find a station near you at ValeroCleanGas.com.
Do you get enough rest? Are you constantly restless when you're in bed? Do you fall asleep but you can't stay asleep? If you have that problem, try MyPillow. Now, like me, you can get a great night's sleep every night. Great sleep is important for your health and well-being. And the best offer that I can give you right now from MyPillow is to go to MyPillow.com and get four pillows for the price of two. Two premium pillows, two go-anywhere pillows. Even better, 50% off the regular retail price. Two premium pillows, two go-anywhere pillows, 50% off at MyPillow.com. Made with 100% cotton, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow made in our country, backed by a 10-year warranty, 60-day guarantee. Act fast. Get yours now. Get to a better night's rest. MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV for the half-price deals at MyPillow.com. Promo code DJV.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, some statistics about women. Ready, ladies?
I can't wait.
Yeah.
Oh, come on. All right, every once in a while I use this. This is kind of like Shop Talk. Paul Harvey used to use that in his daily reports. But I like looking at the nuts and bolts sometimes of what I do for a living and the impact it has. 90% of women who say they are voters are spending 90 minutes a day with the radio. And many of them, over the age of 35, are listening to conversation or looking for or listening for conversation. Female voters spend more time every day listening to something on the AM band or the FM band, according to Scarborough Research. The preference for these female voters, how they spend their time, they prefer listening to the radio than other media, which I thought was kind of interesting under the circumstances, because we all hear about podcasts. Don't forget, by the way, our regular podcast at djvshow.com, 21 after the hour.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Some of these fringe television programs, the ladies may take a shot at me because they'll tell me Pawn Stars is not a fringe television show. I've actually watched it a couple of times. Interesting. The fellow who's on the show, known as the Old Man, his name is Richard Harrison, the old man on the History Channel's Pawn Stars, died after a battle with Parkinson's, according to his son. Rick Harrison is the son. Richard Harrison is the father. The Instagram message said his father died surrounded by those he loved. He was my hero. I was fortunate to get a very cool old man as my dad. He lived a very full life, and through the history television show Pawn Stars, touched the lives of a lot of people all over, teaching them the value of loving your family, hard work, and humor. Pawn Stars has been on the History Channel. It's been one of the most popular programs since it came on in 2009. Yeah, if you see it, it follows
it's a great show.
A family
I love
in
Stars.
Las Vegas. Yeah, they have a pawn shop.
Some of the stuff that people bring in, it's like a cooler version of Antiques Roadshow.
It is, yeah. I was thinking, yeah, exactly. That's it. Much more interesting than Antique Roadshow. Although, I don't know that the stuff that comes in there is as valuable as some of the things you see.
Sometimes. You'd be surprised. There's some cool stuff that goes in that shop.
All right, so we note at 25 past the hour the passing of Richard Harrison. Now, into the music world, Led Zeppelin is planning a remastered Song Remains the Same reissue, their 50th anniversary, their remastered issue of the soundtrack to their concert film. The reissue comes in a variety of formats, various extras. Comes out on the 7th of September. Can you believe we're talking about September already?
Yeah.
Led Zeppelin played their first ever gig on September 7th, 1968, thus the reason for the reissue coming out on this September 7th. They were the new Yardbirds at the time. Jimmy Page personally supervised the remastering of the album. Did you know he lives across the street from Uri Geller's? He doesn't now in Israel, but he lived. I remember when I was visiting Uri in England, Jimmy Page lived across the street. And this is the same neighborhood that George Clooney lives in with his wife. And yeah, it's moderately upscale. Jimmy Page apparently was the outlaw of the neighborhood. He would be the most outrageous character. Just what he did, driving around, noises came remember standing at the end of the driveway once listening, stuff coming out of that house. Wait. Anyway, so the CD, the vinyl reissues, come with a 24-page or 28-page booklet. Page amended the vinyl edition's track list to include some songs not on the original release, and to put the entire performance of Dazed and Confused on one side for the first time. We listening, that's what we have there, right?
Yeah.
Dazed and Confused?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I never have been the only thing I like Led Zeppelin is the Stairway to Heaven. Other than that, I just think they're annoying. A lot of people don't agree with me on that.
Man, hardcore fans of Led Zeppelin are just shaking their heads right now.
Okay, that's fine. All right, here, Stairway. Another musical item. Australian pop punk band 5 Seconds of Summer fended off Beyonce and Jay-Z to claim the number one album spot with Youngblood. 5 Seconds of Summer previously reached the top of the Billboard 200 with their self-titled debut album in 2014, Sounds Good, Feels Good. At number two was Beyonce and Jay-Z's collaborative Everything Is Love, which they released as the Carters. Why did they release it as the Carters?
Because it's the first album they've ever done together. So instead of just saying Beyonce and Jay-Z, they're the Carters.
That's their last name?
Yeah. Sean Carter is Jay-Z's real name.
Nobody even knows that.
Everyone knows that. Everyone knows that.
Okay, I don't know that.
Okay, well, now you do. Right. Now you can join the rest of the masses.
I can, yes. I can be just like everybody else, which is, of course, what I've always wanted my life to be. I want to have a life just like everybody else's. So stick around for more of the same, ladies and gentlemen. It's 28 after the hour on the DJB show. Got you all in your
emotions. Got you with the fourth thing. Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Here are today's automotive news headlines. I'm Nick Miles. Alfa Romeo plans to add a new supercar to its lineup by 2022. It's expected to go head-to-head with car companies like Porsche and McLaren. It's called the 8C. The 8C will have a carbon fiber monocoque chassis, which is integrated into the vehicle's body and will have a twin-turbocharged mid-engine. It will have more than 700 horsepower and a 0-60 mile-an-hour time of under 3 seconds. To see the best deals on cars, go to OurAutoExpert.com.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Dear Diary, today I had two more people say, "You look good. Have you lost weight? Between you and me, it makes me feel really good." People started asking, "What workouts or diet are you doing?" And the famous, you know, "What's your secret?" I can't help but wonder, should I let them in on my secret? Well, Diary, you know my secret's Calitrin. I still can't believe how amazing it works, though. Yeah, I eat somewhat healthy and I exercise a little, but Calitrin seriously is the one doing all the work for me. I've never felt better. Anyway, I've got to go, Diary. I've got a date tonight. Talk to you later. XOXO.
Hello, my name is Joyce. I've used Calitrin for a while. I've gone from a size 24 to a size 6. I no longer have knee pain, and it makes my sister-in-laws jealous.
Hi, I'm Roger, and being the age of 54, my joints felt so much better. I got a better night's sleep. Can't say enough about the product.
My name is Melissa. I've been taking Calitrin, and I've lost 22 pounds.
Calitrin, the number one choice for healthy weight loss. Try it today at toploss.com or call 833.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
California Democrat Maxine Waters not backing down from statements she made over the weekend about harassing members of President Trump's administration when they're spotted in public. USA Radio's Robin Walensky with more.
Trump is the one who's creating lies, trying to have people believe that I talked about harming people.
The California Congresswoman not apologizing after she takes heat for telling people to protest and push back on members of President Trump's cabinet when they are in public.
There's nowhere in my statement, any time, any place, that we talked about harm.
Waters holding a news conference saying,
I stand by my speech in saying that the protests have already started. They're probably going to continue.
There's primary voting today in New York, Colorado, Maryland, Oklahoma, Utah, and Mississippi. And this is USA Radio News.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Geico presents unhelpful home improvement how-tos.
Nothing's worse than walking into your garage and realizing a thief has ridden off with your bike. So today, I'll teach you how to burglar-proof your home with a pudding-filled moat. All you need is a backhoe, a drawbridge, and thousands of gallons of butterscotch pudding. Now let's start digging.
You could try to protect your stuff with pudding, or you could get covered for personal property loss through the Geico Insurance Agency. Call Geico and see how affordable homeowners insurance can be.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
The 26th of June, this would be the DJV radio program and extensions there to and there from. Victoria Keelan is here. Kara Schillen is here. Doug Steffen is here. So the top border officials say that parents who cross illegally from Mexico to the U.S. with their children no longer face prosecution. So what does that mean for the people who are already in the system? Just let them go? Forget about it? We go back to catch and release. What does that all mean? Does anybody want to take a shot?
You know what? Your guess is as good as mine. I have no idea what any of it means.
Yeah.
Now I know they've stopped the zero tolerance policy, right, which they criticized past administrations for doing the same thing. You know, going all the way back to who knows how far back. The zero tolerance thing, they just, a lot of the administrations didn't want to do it because they knew there was going to be a backlash. There are people at the border protesting. There are busloads of people. You see it all over Instagram and on social media, people traveling down to El Paso and other border areas and protesting. And it's just, I don't know. There's no easy way to handle any of this. Mm. How are they even trying to get the kids reunited with the families? That's a question we don't even have an answer to.
I don't have an answer. Normally, if I can handle something that's a normal problem, a solution or an answer,
yeah,
not too good at doing that here. This just becomes one of those things we talk about, and then you move on. But it's just, you know, one of the things I found interesting was that the children who are in this circumstance, when they move away from government control, if that's what it is, I put it in quotation marks, they're being told by officials not to speak to news reporters about what went on while they were detained, quote unquote, which I find very interesting.
Yeah.
All right. Here's the story of that hot air balloon that so many people are talking about. If you haven't seen the video, this may prompt you to go find the story. This is during the Michigan Challenge Balloon Fest in Howell, Michigan. Hot air balloon flying over Thompson Lake struck some power lines and exploded. The pilot was by himself. He escaped injury, landed in the lake. His name, I don't know that we have his name. There was a fellow.
Yeah, they didn't release his name for some reason.
No. A fellow that was fishing on the lake at the time. Imagine that he's the one who took the pictures that you see all over the social media. All these balloons. It's like if you have ever been to Albuquerque in the fall, I think it's early October. I remember going there a couple of times when my pal Bob was the program director of KOB there. Every year they have hundreds. This whole thing is a big social event. I think it happens over a weekend.
Was it Santa Fe is the hot air balloon capital of the world or something?
No, it's Albuquerque.
Is it Albuquerque? Okay.
Yeah, it's Albuquerque. Yeah. Anyway, so I can just relate a little bit to this because once somebody who was a hot air balloonist landed his balloon in my pasture, and the cows were absolutely, I mean, it was crazy to see the cows jumping around. This thing lands in the pasture. Guy wants to take me for a ride in it. And I went for a ride, but it was with some trepidation. We hear all, I think even recently, we were talking about balloons and what happens.
They're beautiful to look at up in the sky, but no thank you.
No, you never know where you're going to go because you're going to go wherever the wind takes you. And you don't want to be going toward power lines, that's for sure. I remember once when I was doing the afternoon program in Cincinnati, when I first started doing the Good Day Show in the morning around the country, I did an afternoon show in Cincinnati, and there were always a lot of people coming to me to do promotional stuff. So one Friday afternoon, this guy who had a paraplane company, I mean, I always said on the air, you want me to come visit your company, I'll come visit, see what goes. So this guy, and I usually had one or two of those deals a week. So this fellow says, come on, let's go, jump in my truck, we'll go out. This is Cincinnati is on the border of Kentucky and Ohio, so we went to some pasture in northern Kentucky, and he said, I want you to learn how to fly a paraplane. So I said, okay, I was game for it. And this is basically a lawnmower, 100 horsepower engine that is mounted on the back of an aluminum frame that has those big propellers that you see on those swamp boats down in the Everglades?
Mm-hmm.
That's what powered this thing. And it had a parachute on top of it. So you drive, you head this, it's like a bicycle, you pedal it to get started, and then the engine takes over and propels you into the air, and the air, the circulation of the air fills up the balloon and it carries you 400, 500, 600 feet up. And he gave me about 10 minutes worth of instructions. You learn the pedal pushes this way, that way, there's joystick. Okay. So I'm up. There's nothing around you. You're just strapped in. You're open, though. You're strapped into a seat, but that's all you have. You're on a frame, and a motor's behind you, and there's a parachute over you. That's it.
My grandfather used to have one, and he flew it all the time. He crashed all the time.
Yeah.
But it's basically, his was a little different. His didn't have that fan thing. His had a propeller in the front of it.
Oh, really?
So it was, like an actual, which we still have, a broken propeller, a wooden propeller, from one of his crashes. But that was in the front, and then basically it looks like a hang glider, but with a seat that's all open, and then foot pedals to control, and then a little engine, it looks like a weed whacker engine in the back of the seat, and that was called an ultralight, and that's what he would, that's what he flew. Oh, we did, like, when we were little kids, he took us, you know, kind of taxiing around on the runway, but we never went up in the air, because my mom would never allow that, but it's scary.
I got to, I started at 600 feet, and somehow it came down to 400 feet, and there was a power line right there, and I came about 40 feet.
Oh, my God. And this is your first time flying?
First time ever. I was going to get one up for the farm because that would be fun to take off in the pasture, but I don't know. Anyway, the guy's okay. The bottom line of the hot air balloon hitting the power line story we started with was the fellow who he was rescued by the fisherman, and he's okay. So. All right, there's one other thing I want to get to, and then we're going to focus on healthy eating for you, give you some advice from an expert. But we talked yesterday, I think, or the day before, about this woman who called on the lemonade stand. This black girl was selling lemonade. It was in San Francisco, I think, right? It was somewhere.
I think it was somewhere in California, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So she's been everywhere. You know that thing? Yesterday we were the first ones talking about it. Last 24 hours, man, this thing has hit the fan everywhere. The woman getting death threats. And, you know, she was...
Peppermint Patty, they call her.
She was a punk. So I'm wondering what's going on in San Francisco, because yesterday afternoon, police were called to a building where a firefighter was... doing a safety inspection. It was in Oakland. It wasn't in San Francisco. Oakland just across on the other side. But somebody called the authorities, even though he identified himself as a firefighter. He was participating in the safety inspection. But some white person filmed him and asked him to produce identification because they didn't believe anybody black could be a firefighter.
Oh, my God.
What in the name of God is
that? People and calling the cops on everyone now.
Well, white people call them on blacks.
The little 8-year-old girl selling bottles of water, that's
right.
The police have to be involved with that?
Yeah.
My God.
Pretty crazy. All right, 43 past the hour. The folks at MyPillow is really grateful. I was reading a message from the founder of MyPillow. He's kind of a humble guy, and I think pinches himself every once in a while. His name is Mike Lindell, as to how successful his company has become, based just on the fact that he couldn't get a good night's rest because he couldn't find a good pillow, so he designed one himself. He was an inventor anyway, so he designs his own pillow, and he starts making them himself in his garage, and people find out what he's doing. It was sort of a hobby or an avocation, and he starts selling them here and selling them there, and sooner or later... enough of them get sold. He says, you know what, I think I'll make a business out of this. And so he does, and that's the beginning story of MyPillow, and that's why you can get them now, because he couldn't get a good night's rest, and he wanted to. Now you can get a good night's rest, the same as he does and did, by going to MyPillow.com and ordering some of the pillows at 50% off that you can get with the DJV promo code. Yep. MyPillow.com. Get the go-anywhere pillows. Get the regular premium pillows. Whatever size you want, shape you want, color you want. It's all there. The washable, dryable feature, the guarantee, the warranty, all that stuff. Enjoy all of the products at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV.
The Starlight Lounge presents An Evening with the Progressive Box.
Old moon, yeah. That's Hugo, tickling the ivories. He just saved by bundling home and auto with Progressive. Gonna finally buy a ring for that gal of yours, Hugo? Send her my condolences. Hi-oh! This next one's for you, too. There's a burglar in my heart. Thank you.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
34 after the hour now here on the DJB Show. Time for us to help you eat well. Healthy eating is the focus. Jacqueline London is a registered dietitian, New York State certified dietitian nutritionist, and here she's the director, by the way, of Good Housekeeping's nutrition department, responsible for lots of oversight, so she's the expert. Let's get going here, because this would be kind of fun for us to listen to point by point by point, Jacqueline. Are you helping people? Summertime people are a little more, careless is the right word, but they're casual with what they eat, are they not?
It's easier to fall off the wagon because there's so many good treats around and so many delicious ways to enjoy and to celebrate that sometimes it can be, we can get thrown off and choose the less nutritious option. So our Good Housekeeping Nutritionist approved emblem is what's meant to stand to signify trust and reliability in the food space. And we are helping you make a healthier, easier choice and kind of simplifying those options with our emblem. So you can look for that wherever you shop for food. And we're working with a number of different products that help make healthy eating both delicious and nutritious.
All right, so let's go through them as we can.
Let's do it. Okay, so we're going to start with the foundation of healthier eating. So we have these new veggie innovations from Green Giant. They have rice veggies. They have spiralized veggies. They're phenomenal because they can cut calories of something like a rice product or a pasta-based dish for up to 90% fewer calories. So definitely look out for these. They also pack antioxidants, minerals, vitamins. They're so important because they help just speed up that process of turning this kind of burdensome, standing over zucchini and attempting to spiralize it on your own. They make that easier. They cut out that legwork for you. So definitely look for these in the freezer aisle. We also have bean-based chips from Bonito's. They are up to 4 grams each of protein and fiber. Again, sustainable crop. They are the first ingredient in any of these is beans. So it sounds a little bit like they're, too healthy, but they are so delicious. We love them, packed with flavor. And they make, again, an easier choice there for you. So perfect for dips and other summer fun festival eating that you will be doing all summer long.
Yep.
So then we also have some of these sweetening products from Sweet Leaf Stevia. These are zero calorie, no sugar, no artificial ingredients. They're fantastic because you can add them to water, then some of their other products you'll add into coffee or tea beverages. They sweeten without any of the added calories or added sugar and without affecting blood sugar. So definitely look out for those as you hydrate this summer because we know that that's key. And then our very last but not least, we have these Fairlife milks. They are ultra-filtered, which makes them higher in protein and lower in sugar, and that's the lactose sugar. So they are lactose-free. So they're a great choice for the whole family, especially anyone with any type of intolerance. It's so delicious. So they're fantastic for making lattes also all summer long. So these are great ways to add in more nutritious, better-for-you products without really overthinking it or taking out extra time, extra cost, or any extra effort that we don't want to even think about this summer.
All right, so I want to know where the pizza is. Where are the hot dogs? Where are the hamburgers?
The hot dogs. So listen, hot dogs and hamburgers might be out for your barbecue, but these are giving you some great options for side dishes, for your beverages, for your healthier milkshakes even,
yeah.
Right? I mean, we've got some things. The chips can serve as, I like to call them a vehicle for dip, right? I mean, that's a guacamole vehicle right there. So definitely help to make it easier to kind of dig into the foods you love without feeling any of that kind of stress about whether or not you're making the good for you choice.
All right, Jacqueline London suggests that we go to ghnutritionistapproved.com. Did I get that right?
Right. That's right.
ghnutritionistapproved.com. How about that? I got it out all in one mouthful. Not bad, huh? ghnutritionistapproved.com. All right, good job, Jacqueline. Thank you very much. Helping us eat well here on the DJB Show at 10 before the hour.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, Do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-910-5936. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-910-5936. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-910-5936. 1-800-910-5936.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Piano Concerto No. 5 in D Major, otherwise known as the theme from Lost, is here. And speaking of Lost, Chuck Curry has joined us. He's our movie man, Movie Moments on the air. So, Chucker, why in the world are we playing this?
Why not? No, it's J.J. Abrams, the creator of Lost, birthday today, 51 years old, who is heavily involved now in the Star Wars franchise, directed The Force Awakens, which I thought was excellent, and he's directing the next installment in the franchise, which comes out summer of next year.
All right, so here I'm going to connect the dots very well, which actually shows how clued in I am.
Okay, I'm ready. I'm ready. Good.
From the Lost franchise, television star, now movie star, Evangeline Lilly is being touted as the new Wasp in Ant-Man and the Wasp. Are you impressed that I knew she came from Lost? And
I am very surprised. I am very. You know what character she played on Lost?
She played a woman on Lost.
Yes, she played Kate. Kate. So I thought she was excellent on that show. Actually, Lost is one of my all-time favorite TV shows.
I thought she was quite attractive.
Tremendous piece of television.
Yeah,
she's very attractive.
Yep.
And she's getting equal billing to Paul Rudd in that movie, which I think is pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right, they're shooting it now, apparently, down at Pinewood Studios. I didn't know Pinewood had a studio in Atlanta. I thought they were just in England, but apparently they built a new studio. A lot of movies are being made outside of L.A. in places like Atlanta because it's cheaper to make them there. Right?
Yeah. I believe Tyler Perry has a big studio in Atlanta, and a lot of TV production uses his studio.
Yeah, right. All right. Tucker has some more movie news for us. Stay tuned for that right after this.
The America's Farmers Program, sponsored by the Monsanto Fund, have awarded more than $48 million to rural organizations, individuals, and causes that leave a lasting impact. By partnering with farmers, America's Farmers is committed to the future of farming communities. This work will continue for a 10th year on August 1st with the kickoff of Grow Communities, where farmers enroll for a chance to direct a $2,500 donation to a local eligible nonprofit organization. In November, students pursuing careers in the agriculture industry will have the chance to apply for $1,500 scholarships through the Grow Ag Leaders Program. And next January, Grow Rural Education will encourage farmers to nominate area schools for the chance to win $10,000 and $25,000 grants to enhance science, technology, engineering, and math curriculums. Across these three programs, more than $6 million will be awarded in 2019. Getting involved is simple. Just visit www.americasfarmers.com.
ED. It's embarrassing, and the prescription drugs can be so expensive. $40 or more a dose. That's too much. Recently, I was introduced to the nicest people at Marley Drug in North Carolina. It's a pharmacy there with a generic prescription treatment for ED that can lower your per-dose cost to around $2 a tablet. Speak to a pharmacist at Marley Drug. Call 800-601-0310. 800-601-0310. Marley Drug. 800-601-0310. I thought it was interesting, Chucker, that the filmmaker David Lynch, who's well known for things like Twin Peaks, has called Trump one of the greatest presidents in history. I don't really care about what he says, but I wonder whether his fans of the movies that he makes and television and stuff, take a shot at him, especially the people that don't like Trump, because that's the world
maybe
we live
in. Maybe temporarily, but I don't, you know, long term, I don't think. You know, most people have a short attention span, and life goes on.
Is he as weird as Stephen King?
He might be weirder. I actually know one story off the top of my head. I read this a while ago. David Lynch supposedly wears the same outfit every day. Not the same outfit, the same style. He said he has 5 or 10 of the same exact suit and pants in his closet. And he just wears the same one all the time because he doesn't want to give much thought into what he has to wear that morning.
Well, Donald Trump does the same thing, and so does Jay Leno.
Really?
Yeah. You know, Jay Leno wears a light blue jean top and jeans.
Yeah.
You would never see him other than when he's on television and anything but that.
Well, Steve Jobs only owned one black turtleneck, and he had, right? He wore the same black turtleneck all the time.
Really?
Steve Jobs was famous for that.
Tough under his arms after a day or two of that. Oof. All right, Chucker, good job. We found out about underarm deodorant and Steve Jobs here on Movie Moments. It's very accommodating of you, Chucker, to let us talk about other things. 59 past the hour on the...
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.